lot.
To be real.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what am I rolling? Or am I rolling anything? It looks like nobody's around.
Let's see.
I mean, even if he heard you, he'd probably be like, okay. Like,
yeah, he'd let me have it.
Yeah. Okay. You're just going to take it?
Yep.
Okay.
Just take it.
Okay, roll me a dexterity save.
Okay. Are you serious right now?
19.
19.
Nice.
God.
You're wasting all your plus four.
I know.
Like, in your your cat suit. With, like, your zip line and everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Got my plan. Entrance and exit. It's perfect.
Well, you actually, you managed to avoid the trap. And the shelf is on a hinge and does this, and it drops the egg. And it was going to drop it on your head. But it misses you.
You, like, detached out of
the... Wait, a reflex to catch the
egg. I was about
to
say, you could do a reflex, a dexterity save. To catch the egg.
Okay. Is that what I just did, or...
Yeah, no, give me another dexterity save.
Okay.
Sorry, I said reflex out of habit.
17?
17. Yay.
I caught it.
You managed to catch the egg.
It's her egg now.
Did it break, or did I...
No, you actually managed to catch it.
All right, this is mine. Peace.
Yeah.
I head back to the barracks, and I'm just like...
Treasuring her egg.
My precious.
It's a good egg.
It's a good egg.
I wish you had an extra inspiration slot right now.
No.
Because that's only worth one.
Yeah.
Does she get an inspiration? Something?
Yeah, we'll
give Honor an inspiration for acting in character.
Yeah. We're all inspired.
Y'all are all inspired.
Congratulations, Honor.
Yay.
Well, congratulations on your egg.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, so Chance. It's
Chance
a waiting
just
game.
Sticks it under his pillow for now.
I think if we go on a mission anytime soon and come back, you're gonna be like, shoot,
okay.
We didn't think this through, so we're sharing this room.
Yeah, I hid it away, and now it's just this egg that's rotting somewhere.
Can you put that in your inventory?
Oh,
you
rotten
egg!
It's the steak meat.
It's not going to last as long, though. Stank meat is forever.
Yep.
Stank meat is going to be, like, the key to solving all our zombie problems.
See, that's the orc altar's jewelry. It's like stank meat is a girl's best friend. Stank meat is forever.
All right, so yeah, I've tucked away my egg in the barracks.
in the barracks somewhere. Congratulations.
In my secret stash.
Okay.
This plan kind of backfired.
Like I said, it's a waiting game now.
Yeah.
It's going to be worth it.
Okay.
I would have not have taken Imo for being a mischievous boy.
Well, it was your idea.
No,
I think it was easily led.
Yeah, Imo is easily influenced.
It wasn't my idea to prank, or was it?
No, it was Imo's idea. No, it was Imo. Who said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was his
idea.
I want to take him for a drink. Like, congratulations, dude. Yay. That was...
Oh my god, I created monsters.
He feels like a man.
I take y'all drinking one night.
He drank, arm wrestled, and pranked a tiefling. He feels like...
He's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He still won't cuss, though.
Well, y'all have limits.
Yeah. Well, after... several weeks of training and working, you guys are pronounced ready to enter the field.
Ready! Kick a doll.
Damn.
Let's go beat up some dolls.
No.
Yeah.
So,
definitely want to sit and watch one for
a while. No. Well, good news, that's your job.
Yeah, I mean.
Are you going to stare and watch one?
Yeah.
Now.
Have fun.
It's known that you're nearing the 100th anniversary of the current Queen of Irizen, which means that it is time for her mother to return and replace her. This is always a period of upheaval.
Any change of command usually is.
Well, and these changes of command really run the gamut. Sometimes they're quite peaceful and the daughters go along willingly.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows what happens to them afterwards. It's thought that they travel the multiverse with their planeswalking mother. but no one's sure. And the uncertainty of it generates all sorts of different reactions. Some daughters try to fight her. Nobody outside of Irizen really knows how that turns out, mm-hmm. but there's a new daughter on the throne every 100 years, so...
So
yeah.
It doesn't really matter how it turns out.
So, at some point, Baba Yaga will be returning to this world, and it will be soon.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, there's been reports of strange horsemen riding across the border.
Mm. In which direction?
Towards it or away from it?
What is it?
Excuse
the
me.
Red, the white, and the...
The red, the white, and the black.
Black.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so you read up on this.
I read up on it, but I also know that's part of the Baba Yaga mythos, is that the mm-hmm. riders come.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, it's known that...
Well, that's part of her religion.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It is known around here that every 100 years her arrival is heralded by three riders.
Mm-hmm.
One who appears in the day riding a red horse, okay. One who appears at night riding a black horse, mm-hmm. and one who appears in the morning riding a white horse.
Okay.
And what they're here for, nobody really knows, but they always precede her arrival. And they've been sighted lately.
Mm-hmm.
Can and we, like, go talk to them?
No.
Wait, that's a Nikolai movie.
Yeah, she didn't know that.
Okay, sorry, go on.
Let's see.
These characters are a little different.
They are. I mean, as much as she'd want to know, because this is someplace new, that's not... Mm-hmm. They haven't done anything bad yet.
That would be stupid.
Well, the minute they do, like, the minute there's like, oh yeah, the Red Rider just came and beat up a bunch of kids. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
Well, now, then she'd go. I will say, the Riders have not been known to cross the border before, but this time they have.
Oh, great.
So, currently the patrols have been increased, mm-hmm. and you are going to join a patrol that's heading to a town... Y'all are headed to a little town north of the fortress called Wind Hollow.
Okay,
cool.
And,
is it windy?
I'm assuming.
It's pretty hollow, but yes.
It probably is named. It's a forested region up there.
Yeah.
And maybe the wind blowing through hollow trees gave it its name.
Or maybe they just made it up because it sounded good.
Maybe someone farted and called it Wind Hollow.
I believe it.
A junk tune farted and mm-hmm. like the tree swayed and you're like, oh, beautiful. Nature, Wind Hollow.
Okay, so.
Hollowed by the wind.
Because there's been a report that one of the horsemen rode through there just yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so your patrol is going to head up there and find them. You end up with a couple of veterans.
Huh.
Some older dudes who've been here for a while.
Is it the same older dudes?
No, they don't move.
Mm-hmm.
No, not those dudes.
No, they don't go anywhere.
We ask and they're like, oh, no.
The apocalypse could come and they'll still be there.
Yeah, why don't we stick them on Baba Yaga?
Because they don't want
Why don't we just sit under the table with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that would probably be the safest place in the universe to be.
Mm-hmm. Sick them. Be like, sirs, please. The end of the world is happening.
They're still drinking.
Unless
you realize if the world ends, you can't drink anymore, right?
That's going to be the ultimate power.
Mm-hmm. That's when they get up.
Yep.
They'll just get up and,
punch. They'll just punch on westward direction.
They're like, they're from their serious series.
Yeah.
Serious punch.
Super serious punch.
Zero chill punch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you travel out of the fortress for the first time since you've gotten here. You have a small wagon with some supplies carried by a pony.
Yay.
Not a baby horse.
She's not a baby horse.
I'm going to pet this pony all the way there. I'm just patting it the whole time.
Okay.
He hates me by now.
Yeah. He has a bald spot.
Oh, God.
It's like an impression.
So, the town of Wind Hollow is just a couple hours north of the fortress. When you arrive there, the people, there's not any activity really going on in the street. People are looking out their windows. They see you arrive, and like some of them kind of look like they want to come out and say something, but, you know, nobody wants to, everybody's staying inside. Mm-hmm. They're nervous. Here and there, somebody does, like, dart out and maybe run down the road. Mm-hmm. to go do something, you know, that absolutely cannot wait. But for the most part, people are nervous. Mm-hmm. So y'all start asking around, but nobody really wants to talk. Mm-hmm.
Can I like do? I hate to intimidate them, but let's just say I'm, like, unconsciously intimidating them. I'm, like, asking really nice questions.
Can we investigate? Is well, that yeah. the same thing? Or,
do you have a really high intimidation, too?
I have a 4 to it.
I have a 7.
We're together. And she's, like, looking, like, really riled up.
Yeah,
and
it's like big. Good cop, bad cop, but yeah. You're, like, the biggest good cop.
Who are you going to ask?
Who is,
who's available? Who runs in front of us first?
Who's the dude running? Yeah.
Okay.
Girl, whatever.
It's a dude. It's a kind of a shifty looking guy. Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey! Sounds like my kind of guy.
Halt!
Hey! He kind of stops and kind of glances back at you nervously.
He's like, come here. Come here.
Yeah. He's like,
what do you want with me?
We have questions.
Yeah.
We got some answers and we want some questions.
Yeah, ask us a question. Your very best.
Who the heck do you think you are?
That's a good question. The best of the best. Can I like... Okay, I'm asking like...
He said, how fast do you think it would take you to leave town? You're like, I could bet I could do it in 5 minutes. He's like, prove it.
Okay. So you're coming with me though.
I want to ask, who do you think we are? But I'm asking it from, like, a genuine, like, concern in my heart. Like, I want to know,
who do you think we are?
Yeah, like, who do you think we are? Like, oh, we're the army, we're here to help you, but it just comes up, who do you think we are? Okay. Like that.
Roll it.
Okay. She can ask it, too.
Yeah.
If I love it.
Be like, answer the question.
I'm a 14.
Plus your... mods, right?
No, she rolled a 10.
Rolled a 10.
She rolled a 10 plus the...
Let's see. He's like, everybody knows you're the Black Ravens. Of course I know who you are.
Answer the damn questions.
I just rolled a 20 on the die.
Oh, shoot.
So he's not intimidated at all.
So answer the damn question.
Yeah.
You hadn't asked him a question yet.
The fuck's going on? Well...
She just yells profanity.
She's like, he's like, fire
starts yelling. Yeah, that's what Chance is doing.
Just starts yelling in Infernal.
I guess I want to like grab his lapels and be like,
yelling a what's cooking going recipe on. In Infernal.
Tell us everything you know about.
I like how you're immediately interrogating a townsperson. Mm-hmm. Like he did something wrong.
He said he looked shit.
20. Made a 20.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well.
Tell us everything you know.
Strangely
about
enough. The 7-foot bearded giant. It doesn't bother him.
I think my buff buddy t-shirt.
It peeks through the armor.
And he's like, this guy's nothing.
It's got like a cute shit. Happy face on it too. Like a little mascot.
It's got like a beagle on it.
this chick reminds him of the Yandere girlfriend.
No, this chick reminds him of his wife and that scares him.
Yeah.
Okay, he says, whoa, 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 whoa. He says, look, I'll talk to you. Jeez, you ain't got to get all violent.
We're asking questions, not getting answers, wasting our time. Let's go.
Yeah, you know we're Black Ravens. So you know our time is valuable.
Yeah.
So tell us about the writer.
Yeah. Or what? Well, tell us what's going on. Why is everybody hiding right now?
Look. Yeah. The red one came through town today, all right? Mm-hmm. Or yesterday. Sorry.
Which one is it?
Wait, he came in town. Like, by this point, I've already, like, dropped
him. Oh, my yeah. God.
look, he was looking around. He didn't say anything to me. He just, it's like he was looking for something. I heard he talked to the blacksmith. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Where is the blacksmith?
He points down the road.
What's his name?
The blacksmith?
Yeah.
Okay, the blacksmith's name is...
John.
No.
No.
Another John. It's
Barney.
Barney the blacksmith.
Oh, boy.
Is he purple by chance?
No.
No, he's a straight womanizer.
he's a thin-looking bug-eyed guy.
Oh.
But he does his forging in a dinosaur costume.
Gives me
is he blonde?
What is this? He's blonde?
Fred and Barney.
Oh!
From the Flintstones.
Oh, Barney. Okay.
He would be a good blacksmith. I will recount my jokes.
I mean, I can't stand his voice, but okay.
I can't stand his outfit.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, shut up.
I was thinking of Barney Fife from the Andy Griffith
that
show.
That would have been great. He gets one bullet.
Oh, God.
You can have one arrow.
There are actually three Barneys working there.
Yeah, oh, my God.
One's a dinosaur, one's a caveman, and one's an inept sheriff's deputy.
Oh, God.
And we got to pick which one to talk to.
Oh, pick a Barney. Oh, okay.
Pick a Barney, any Barney.
Oh, pick the caveman.
Yeah. Okay.
I can barely remember Barney the caveman.
He's like just the shape of a potato.
Look up some YouTube videos now.
I remember what he looks like, but I cannot remember his voice.
He bowls.
You'll just look up. It almost sounds look up like Barney from the Flintstones.
Yeah, I almost did like a yogi. He almost sounds like that.
Well,
like,
it's Hanna-Barbera, so yeah. Same voice actors,
same body shape.
<How's it going? laughs> You know exactly.
So do we hear that coming out of the blacksmith?
No. Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
God help us.
No, I'm not even.
A chill goes down to your spine.
Okay, so we get thin Barney.
Whatever. We talked to the blacksmith and got questions.
Okay. He just tells you that the horseman entered the smithy yesterday.
With his horse?
No.
Oh. That horse
dismounted.
Fit.
Oh, man.
What did he look like? I was kind of hoping they'd be all one creature.
Yeah.
What did he look like?
I wonder if there's any pictures.
Did he need new horseshoes?
What's he looking for, bro?
He asked. He only asked me one question as soon as he entered.
Mm-hmm.
He asked if I had seen a white-haired young woman traveling alone. I told him no. He left. That's all.
A white-haired young woman. He didn't ask anything else. No other description.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
As soon as I said no, he turned and left.
Had you seen a white-haired woman?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't lie to him.
Maybe he was looking for your wife.
Okay, just ask
your old wife with her white hair.
Who would we... Go back to that first one, like, you've seen a white-haired woman traveling alone.
I wonder if we're going to interrogate...
Just this one guy. Again. Just this same guy.
Are we going to show up to the horseman and sound like this?
Yep.
Have you found that white-haired woman yet?
Have you?
No.
The horseman's like, no. He leaves.
It's okay, dude. Right. We're looking too. Just go cut me down. It's like, hey, who do you think we are? No.
He just turns around. It has like this like wraith like scream. He just screams in our faces. Like, good answer.
Do you need a breath, man? Are you okay?
I guess we should report back, or are we still going?
No, we're still going.
Oh.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I was looking to see if I had any.
Oh, pictures. I didn't know if he like was gonna give like a description because.
Well, the thing is, I've kind of forgotten what he looked like.
Oh, the blacksmith?
No, the red rider.
Oh, Red Rider.
What, Barney Rubble?
Okay.
I can. I haven't
forgotten the Red Reaver.
Mm-hmm.
He's still DK.
Okay.
DK.
He was a tall. Red-haired man with a long red beard, dressed in red armor. He had antlers coming from his head and the lower body of some hooved animal.
Stop looking at me.
It's just, I'm a little too...
Every time I keep staring at you.
I'm like pointing, like, he's like, he had red hair, and I'm like, he had antlers.
We just took him apart. Anyway.
Hey.
I'll whip you on it, too. I'm like,
So. And then we just pointed the chicken for no reason. Okay.
Just squats an egg.
He's right. Like, he knows the new recruits are in town.
We're literally, by the way, this whole time, intimidating people and grabbing them by lapels and whatever, we are walking Felicity on a leash in front of us.
Okay. On our little jeweled leash.
The whole time. Oh, yeah, what have our veteran friends been doing the whole time? We're, like, throwing people around by their lapels and whatever.
Sitting back and getting a drink.
They've been going off doing their own thing.
Can that be a veteran friend? Because it looks very official.
Oh, this is the one.
Do you need a guy on a horse?
All right, well, you meet back with your veteran buddies, veteran people.
Mm-hmm. What'd you find out?
And basically, they've discovered no more than you did. Mm. Only that some people saw the horsemen ride north out of town. Mm. And so you decide to push on north and follow the information.
Are you sure he didn't, like, turn around, though?
Like, are we sure we don't want to, like, ask around who anybody thinks the white-haired woman is?
Or which direction the rider went? Did he go further in?
No, he went north out of town.
They said that.
Okay, but... I'm just thinking, he's still in our country.
Yes.
So that's a problem.
Yeah, which is why you guys are wanting to find out more information.
So are we heading north?
How did nobody from our group say they saw him? Is that why we were in the town anyways?
They already heard about him coming through. Now we're investigating.
Okay.
Where'd he go? Should we follow him? Report back when we find blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I was like, if we're supposed to be Border Patrol and we let this dude just, like, waltz in and we only find out about this, like,
now
that we're
waltz,
here. Well, there's no wall.
But there's no wall. I mean, that's in our defense, someone else was on duty. We were asleep.
That's what I mean, is, like, why we're,
get
like...
Get mad at them.
Shouldn't we be, fine. Like,
well, I mean, it's like...
Call Trump.
There's not, like, a central point that they come in. They can just come over anywhere.
Exactly, yeah. But so we should be, like, Border Patrol the whole, like...
But there's not the whole way.
There should be a Border Patrol further north.
Yeah. But it's like little stations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you really expect at some point, if you head north, to meet the next patrol.
Cool, okay.
Let's see if they've heard anything.
Where's the map? Where's the interesting guide?
Tell it's right here. Sometimes.
This should have a...
This actually has a good map.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can find it real fast.
A better man.
I'm just saying, like, shouldn't there... We have been briefed already that this had happened, or that other people, like, the info spread that, like, hey, someone's...
Well, we're first responders.
Yeah, basically, he came through yesterday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
The message came into the fortress late.
Yeah.
And you guys left first thing in the morning.
Okay, that...
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess I should have specified times of day.
No, you don't have to. You don't... You, yeah. I'm just
remember.
Okay, yeah. Here's a nice map of the land of the Lenorm Kings. So, let's see. Y'all started here, Black Raven Hall.
Okay.
So y'all
right next to a river.
Y'all are kind of up north. Wind Hollow is just across the river.
Okay.
And up a little bit. And the horseman is said to have ridden this direction,
mm-hmm.
up, just following the road that goes up
the
border.
That's all irrisen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I mean, they could just literally go anywhere they want.
Yeah. So you're expecting to find a patrol up really shortly.
Okay. I think Irisen is the next page or two over, even.
Is it?
That's the Mammoth Kings, and I think it's the one next. Little far.
That's next, Mendel. No, I don't think so. Hold on.
Maybe it's right
before.
Before. They're in alphabetical.
Yeah, I know, but it can be. It's easier to just find it here. Page 78.
Oh.
So it's back a ways.
Okay.
There's the queen current.
That's the current queen?
Yeah, this is the current queen.
Mm.
Queen Elvana. This is Baba Yaga's hut.
How okay. is she? Not the doll's hut.
Like, how is Elviniana? Is she, like, one of the chill queens or one of the vengeful ones?
She's...
Pretty chill, pretty cold.
Yeah, she's cold. She's nasty.
Now she a bitch. Oh. Titsicles.
That's why you don't like Baba Yaga.
No! Not baby! So, yeah. Here is where you see these are the rivers here. So y'all are up and y'all are patrolling this northern area here.
Yeah.
And this is where the dolls are. All the way down the border.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you a doll for a souvenir. And just hide it in your room someday.
Pass.
And you won't know when.
I'll hide another egg in there. I swear to God.
Hide what egg? You don't know about the egg being bad.
She will.
Real soon.
They decide to that you're gonna go further north.
Yeah.
Try to meet up with the next patrol and see what they've learned.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all set out north from the town. You're on a well used path. This path is fairly well traveled. There's one more town north of here before it gets too cold and desolate for any more settlements. So, as you're going up the road, you begin to see smoke up ahead of you, and you come upon the decimated remains of a Black Ravens patrol.
Oh, no!
Oh, crap.
Okay.
The cart had caught fire and is smoldering a bit, and there's blood on the ground, but of the soldiers or the animals, you find nothing.
So it's just blood and burn, but no people.
No people.
No bodies.
Yeah. The village of Treeline is just slightly further north, maybe about 30 more minutes.
Can we do like any other investigation check? Or there's no point?
Yeah, you can.
Like
you can
see what's in the car?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah, you pick it apart.
Is it insight? Investigation, perception.
Do investigation if you want to try to find out what happened.
20.
I get better rolls for insight, but
19.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Do we all discover something?
Yeah. Pacing around the cart, you're able to kind of put together what happened because you can see tracks in the snow.
Right.
It looks like it was probably set upon by wolves, most likely. There's other tracks, larger tracks, but they're too obscure to figure out what it is. The snow's been mussed, obviously, by battle. So you're not sure exactly what, you know, what else might have been there, but definitely wolves, and that's almost certainly what happened to, the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Although... You count maybe 4 to 5 wolves tops, you know, based on the number of tracks and such. And that they wouldn't normally eat a full patrol and you know, like a pony. So you're not sure what else was there that was hungry enough to have that kind of appetite.
Slowly, like, tucks Felicity. Like, she's got her own little, like, winter coat and stuff.
It's got... Tiny little hat,
yeah. Like yeah,
like a little hood,
little bitty hat.
Oh, so it's like one of those pillbox fur pillbox hats. Does she have mufflers too? Like for her wings? Oh, yeah, earmuffs. Yeah, and then little.
Yeah, she's like wearing like a little coat thing, like it goes over,
like a fancy coat,
kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a little cape thing.
Okay.
Pulling, looking around the cart, you find some places where something was dragged.
Oh, shoot. We need a like a Felicity comfy check, like to check out comfy.
I'm gonna make like a ref sheet, and it's gonna be like the 15 outfits of Felicity.
Oh
a,
God!
Well, and the comfy check is a form of divination. It's
really?
Like you hold Felicity to the sky. To and you watch her reactions. If she's comfortable, you know, it's like, oh, it's going to be a good day.
Does her head rotate or not?
Yeah, if it doesn't, it's like, uh-oh, bad weather's coming.
Okay. Oh, but follow the tracks. I want to follow where the drag marks go.
Well, you find more blood, and then you find some armor. on the ground. It looks like the leather connectors and stuff had been chewed through and pulled off. There's lots of blood there.
Thank you. She's like, Chance is respectful enough to not be like, yoink, man.
Really?
Well, that, it's torn to shit. It's not worth anything.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Practically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they have any tags we can, like, take?
No dog tags.
Any mementos?
Sure, I will say to that take back. You're all carrying identifying marks. Normally, actually, they're whenever you're given armor, you attach it to the armor somehow, because that's the surest way of knowing something. Because, you know, obviously, if it was like a tag or something, that could be drug away, eaten. Armor is less likely to be damaged beyond recognition. So, yeah, there's some little insignias that you can take.
Were they new?
We all have stickers that say "Hello, my name is."
Oh no! Mine has a scratch and sniff banana.
I'm sorry. That's honest.
Mine's a strawberry.
What did you get?
Blueberry.
Yeah, is that blueberry or orange?
Did you try to get one for Felicity?
I tried.
She ate it.
Oh yeah, she ate her grape one.
I misspelled my own name a couple times. So there's like scratch marks on it.
My name is Ask Me.
Okay, perfect. Sorry. So okay. The mood of somber, like,
utterly destroyed.
I am kind of looking around for gold, though. Just. Okay. Respectfully.
Respectfully.
I'm respectfully gold digging.
Yes.
Well, the cart only carries basically provisions, things like camping equipment and food. So anyway, nothing of real value. It's like you don't carry valuable stuff with you on patrol, you know.
Okay.
If it was valuable, it's probably to you, it's like a memento or something, you know, it'd be monetarily worthless.
Gotcha.
Timber is definitely scared.
Okay.
Well, or at least intimidated, but not
sure. She's going to like this next
Chance
part.
Chance's definitely not feeling it. He's like, oh, God, this is what I signed up for.
You hear wolves howling.
Oh, great.
Howl back.
Yeah.
You intimidate them.
Howl back. Woof, woof.
So you're on this path.
It's the white part of the path?
Sure. And to your left is tundra, and to your right over here is trees of a forest which, of course.
Can we put a dice or little?
Draw a little.
Yeah.
Here.
Or like a shoelace or something.
Well, we have those little colored markers.
Yeah, we got to get a bunch of green ones out to mark the tree line.
So interesting to listen to later. Clackety, 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 clackety.
All right, here is the cart on the road. See what? Yeah, like that. You can actually crouch behind it for cover.
You can even have like this if you want.
Okay. There. Yeah. And the tree line can actually push pretty far back. There's some space between you and the trees.
Is that enough colors? Oh, we know they just keep going.
Okay. There.
Yeah, we can spread them out. There's just clustering. So
there. The rest of this can go back up. And then there's tundra this way. There's a couple stands of trees out. You know, far to the kind of northwest.
Right.
And there is another forest out, maybe, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is this the cart?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the cart.
Okay.
Crud. Here's an extra thing if you need it.
Okay. And, while you're, you know, standing there trying to figure out what to do, from the trees, a woman comes running up to you. She's a white-haired young lady.
Oh, shit. Lady.
Uh-oh. Yeah, don't worry about the picture. I just picked up just a woman looking thing.
Yeah, she looks cool though.
I think
with
it's like
whitish hair. Yeah.
Yeah,
close enough.
So
be like, whoa, hey.
Mm-hmm. I lied.
She's just dressed in sort of white winter clothes. Mm-hmm.
Not as beautiful as Felicity.
No.
And, don't be eyeing Felicity.
And she's out of breath. And she says, please help me. Please help me. You have to help me. I'm being chased.
I'm guessing this is Yvonne.
Do you want to call her out?